You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. LaQuisha coming up very soon, plus David Cross, one of our favorite comedians.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's so funny. Look, I'm a baseball fan, and I know the rush of the start of a new season. I know how everything is possible and every team has a chance, and you want to ride that for as long as you can. You want to believe in your guys. Or you can be like Josh, who created DodgerBlues.com, who before the first pitch is thrown is already hating on his favorite team. It's nice to welcome Josh from DodgerBlues.com back onto the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. How are you?
So you're already disillusioned. You're already a broken man. You're already watching the games and turning off the TV and just weeping the rest of the night, right?
The rest of the night and the next day.
Isn't the season 1 week old about now?
It's a couple weeks old, and actually going into this season, I had a little bit of faith, more than in previous years, but, before the season even started, the Dodgers made sure, to kind of kill that faith. A couple guys got injured before the season even started, and so it began.
Who hurt you, Josh? How did it start? Where did the pain begin for you and the Dodgers?
I think as a child, I was a huge Dodger fan and grew up, I think, in a family of negative Dodger fans. And, the Dodgers could hit three home runs. And I think, my family was quick to point out, yeah, they hit three home runs. But, look at Pedro Guerrero struck out four times. So I like to blame it on my family.
You know, it's funny you talk about the injuries, and this was a huge problem for the Dodgers last year. How many guys do they have out right now on the injury list?
Right now they have five guys on the disabled list, and whenever somebody comes off, they just put somebody else on to take his place.
and some of these are guys like Eric Gagne and Nomar that you kind of figured were going to be the centerpiece of the team that was going to get it done this year. I mean, these are guys that are key guys.
Oh, absolutely, and that's one of the problems when you put together a team full of people who are made of popsicle sticks.
Now, this is Kevin speaking. I'm not a huge baseball fan, but haven't the Dodgers been somewhat? They've had a pretty good history. I mean, they're not one of these teams like, the Cubs or somebody that haven't won the World Series in 5,000 years.
Oh, exactly. That's what makes it even tougher. If we're in Kansas City and the expectations were low, it would be fine. You could deal with disappointment. But, when you have a $90 million payroll, you expect big things, and instead you get little things. In fact, you actually just get little because he's the manager now.
Hey! Josh is the creator of DodgerBlues.com if you want to check out the website. I imagine you get a lot of emails sent to you, Josh. Do you hear from people who are from all sides, people who are with you and sympathize with what you're going through? And do you also hear from people who just think you're just a retard and an a-hole?
Yeah, I think mainly that's my mom.
Your mom?
No, I get a ton of email. A lot of it is good. And a lot of it, people say that if they see me out on the street, they'll kill me. So
you have the Frustrated Fan of the Month contest.
Right.
You have greatest brawls. You have worst trades. All-time Dodger douchebags, a-hole of the month. You have quite the system here to plug your beautiful Dodgers.
Yeah, covering all the bases.
Now, do you have, do you have season tickets?
No, I can't afford that.
Do you ever go?
I do go to the games, and I used to be pretty vociferous, and I get kicked out here and there, and I've grown mellow in my old age, and now I just use the website as my outlet.
Hey, really? You actually got kicked out of a game from what? From screaming stuff from the stands?
Yeah, that was actually in San Diego. I challenged their mascot to a little fight. But,
Well, that needed to be done.
Hey, speaking of mascots, I did not see yesterday's game because, of course, I had Mariners Red Sox to watch all afternoon. But what was going on with the picture on your website of Jeff Kent? It looks like the Easter Bunny, who's wearing a Giants jersey. They were playing San Francisco yesterday. Is he throwing eggs? Is the mascot throwing Easter eggs at Kent? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, see, that picture is genius on a few levels. First of all, it was Easter, obviously. Second of all, the Dodgers got shut out, and when a team gets shut out in baseball, it's called goose eggs.
Right, right, right. Sure.
And Kent got hit in the head with a pitch, so kind of tying all three of those things together.
It's the perfect storm for you. Now, at least you were happy to see Barry Bonds get hit by a pitch yesterday.
Oh, that was beautiful. Yeah, I was hoping it would hit him somewhere else other than the elbow where he has, 6 inches of armor. But
yeah, it kind of looked to me like it kind of hit him in the back. I was surprised that he got taken out because of that.
And, you know, it was late in the game, I think, and he's 75 years old, so they're pretty careful.
he's got a bad attitude, too, so why not?
Hey, are there Giants fans who hate Barry Bonds, too? Because I get the impression there must be.
There are a ton of people who hate Barry Bonds, regardless of, you know, what team they like. And the thing is, because he's a Giant, at least for Dodger fans, he's even more hateable.
Right, I mean, of course, sure.
You could put Jessica Alba in a Giants uniform, and I could hate her.
Well, let's not get crazy, Josh.
Wow.
Let's not get crazy. Isn't it funny, though, that Barry Bonds does not have a home run this year?
Yeah, I've heard that rumor.
I love that.
Yeah,
because
that
you know that's the only reason he suited up was not because he cares whether the Giants ever win the World Series or not. He just wants to be number two, at least, and hopefully number one on the all-time home run record. That's the only reason he's showing up every day is to hit home runs.
No. What's the reason for him having his own TV show to plead his innocence?
Bonds on Bonds. That's the best show ever. Joe rules.
Here's a quote from DodgerBlues.com from Grady Little, manager of the Dodgers. The positive thing about men left on base is that you're putting them out there. We're not going to drive all those guys in, or these games would never get over with. To which Josh, our guest, adds, here's Grady Little on how he'd rather go home than watch the Dodgers score.
How many people were left on base? Was it yesterday or the day before?
I don't know exact numbers.
8, 9, 10, something like that?
Yeah, they find a way to leave a ton on. This weekend, I think they went 1 for 21 with runners in scoring position.
Excellent. I could do that. Wow.
Yet there's still only a game under 500, which, if you recall, last year in the NL West was good enough to win the division.
Yeah, so you just strive for mediocrity, and you got the Dodgers. In fact, Grady Little, before the season, said that if the Dodgers started the season 7-7, he'd be happy. So,
wow.
You know, that's pretty...
That's some high goals right there.
Yeah.
It really is.
Now, Psycho Mike, you're a big Dodgers fan, right?
Yeah.
Have been for a long time?
Yeah.
Are you as negative as Josh?
Not even close to as negative as Josh, but I am a little disappointed this season, being that I did have so much more excitement going into this season.
Right.
And, you know, typically Dodger baseball has been known for tight defense and tremendous pitching.
Right.
And, you know, getting the, you know, kind of eking out the pitcher's duels. But this year the Dodgers seem to be scoring runs ad nauseum. But have nothing but horrible pitching.
And still losing.
Yeah, they're still, you know, averaging 8 runs a game or something, excluding yesterday, obviously. But they still lose games, you know, because they have these guys throwing junk.
Well, maybe you need to start a website, dude.
Hey, Josh, we're almost out of time. It's always great to have you on at the beginning of the season. But if you had to guess right now, if you had to project ahead toward October,
right,
where do you think the Dodgers will end up?
They'll be in the race. You know, they have to be to keep 3.5 million fans coming to the games. But you know, they'll compete for a playoff spot. But I think more importantly than that, you know, you'll have a player get a DUI. You'll have, you know, someone probably have an affair with a sportscaster.
Sure, that happens.
You know, things like that is really what I'm looking for.
Well, we certainly wish you good luck with that. DodgerBlues.com is the site. Josh, thanks for coming on, dude.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks, buddy.